Good morning, Pine Grove. We are we're missing you. It's Palm Sunday, and I hope that you are safe and that you're following through on your prayer time and your fasting through Lent. And as you get words, please continue to send them in. We're gathering these all. I am excited to share with you this morning, Hosanna. That is what Palm Sunday, that's what the people were shouting. And I think you're going to find this really interesting this morning as I share just a few minutes. I want to go to Psalms for this word. We're going to be in two verses today. We're going to be in Psalms 118 and we're going to be in Luke chapter 6. This word, Hosanna, and you remember the story, the people, this is the beginning of Holy Week, and the people are following Jesus into the city, and because of the miraculous signs and wonders, because of his teachings, because of the miracles that they've seen, they, and because the people are, at this point in time, hungry for an answer. Remember right now in this course of time that the Romans were ruling them and the Israelites were suffering under that control. They were looking for a king that was sent from the Heavenly Father. So this word, Hosanna, as they were shouting at Hosanna, Hosanna is he that comes in the name of the, you know, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. This word, the root of it actually goes back to Psalms, goes back to the Old Testament. When you see this word, now you won't actually see Hosanna written out in the Old Testament. You'll see it in the word save or help me. That's in the Hebrew what this really means. And one of the verses, and I'm just pulling this one up as an example because of what we're experiencing right now with the pandemic. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray. Send now prosperity. We could easily say, Hosanna now, I pray, O Lord. If we were writing this in David's time, isn't it interesting that that word, in right in the middle of our pandemic, comes Palm Sunday, and we're saying, save us, Lord, help us, Lord. Send now our prosperity as we see businesses are closed, you know, and struggling. Families are struggling. Our schools are struggling. Not just across our state, not across our nation, but across the world. I don't think in any point in my lifetime have I seen such an outcry for help in America, at least in my lifetime, as what we're seeing now. Hosanna, save us, save us. So as I was thinking about that this week, the word that kept coming to my head was virtue. I kept getting this virtue, 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 virtue. And so I looked up virtue. We find that word you find it more than three times in the New Testament, but the three times where the meaning in the Greek is the same as what we're going to talk about in this verse in Luke 6:19, it's three times mentioned in the New Testament. Two of the times are related to the woman who had the issue of blood, and she, it says when she touched Jesus' garment, virtue went out of him. He felt it. And then again in this Luke 6:19, and it says the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out. Now that word power, if you looked in the King James Version, it would be virtue. For virtue went out from him, and he healed them all. I just kept, you know, thinking about, you know, that word Hosanna, and then thinking this, getting this virtue. So the in the Greek, let me give you what this word virtue means in these three places in the New Testament. Inherent, miraculous power. Inherent, miraculous power residing in a person as a result of his nature. Inherent miraculous power residing in a person as a result of his nature. See, that's what the people were really crying out for when they were screaming Hosanna and following him down the street with palms. They were looking for more of his miraculous power. They knew that there was something different about Jesus that was like no other person that they had ever come across, had ever met, had ever seen, had ever witnessed. And this is a result of, according to this verse, according to this definition, it is because of his inherent nature. So I had to ask myself, you know, we're doing our fasting, we're doing our prayer time throughout Lent season, you know, really focused prayer on Lord, you know, show us what to do in this season. Show us what to do and how to pray and who to help and what that looks like. You know, and you know that over the last year, the Lord's just been hammering me about healing and really demonstrating his ministry of healing to people and what that looks like. And because as Jesus's brothers and sisters, you know, as his followers, as adopted heirs into the kingdom, so he gives us the authority to do what he was doing, what those people were witnessing, which drove them to cry for Hosanna. I mean, he has given us the ability to break chains. He's given us the ability to bring healing to people, to bring deliverance to people, to the depressed, the downtrodden, and those who feel deserted by God. He's given us the authority to do that. He says that even greater works will we do. But the question is then, so how do we get there? Because that's been in my head. How do we get there, Lord? How do we get there? We have seen many miracles in this building. In ministry, we've seen lame people walk. We've seen herniated discs healed. We've seen leukemia cured. We've seen people come out of comas. I mean, we could go on and on and on. We've seen babies on death's door and Lord restore them. We've seen this. But how do we bring it to a more consistent demonstration so that we can be Christ-like and make an impact and bring about that salvation that people are looking for? The Holy Spirit working through us. You know, and it comes down to understanding that, and it's simple. I mean, it seems so simple, and yet it's challenging. It's so hard. We have to have that residing miraculous power inherent in us. It has to be in our nature. We have to be Christ-like. And so just to give you a few, you know, to talk about that a little bit. You know, I could easily go about and give you the positive today, which I really like to do, and say, you know, God is this and this and this. But let me do the opposite today. Let me tell you what God's nature is not. Just a few things. So if we're going to be Christ-like, these things cannot reside within us. We have to kick them out. We can't be negative. God's nature is not hopeless. It is not discouragement. It is not fearful. It is not self-centered or ruthless or dishonest or gossipy or gluttonous or unforgiving. It does not look back. His nature looks forward at what is coming. He's not compassionless. He doesn't give up. He is not wasteful. He's not boastful. His nature is not lawlessness. His nature does not insinuate, nor is it accusatory. It is not thoughtless. We could go on and on. I want to challenge you over this next week as you're doing your prayer time, as you continue with your fast, as you ask the Lord, what do we need to do to bring a hosanna to the land? During a time of crisis, I would tell you, you have to start with your own nature. I tell you, you need to examine, truly examine, and, you know, do I have things in me that are inherent in me that are not inherent in God's nature? Examine yourself every day. I know that the greats, whether it was Wigglesworth or Susegg or Byram or any of these great evangelists and ministers in our past, that they would, when you read their stories, they talk about daily making sure, just like David did, making me a clean heart every day. Lord, did I do something today that would not please you? Did I have a thought or an attitude or a behavior? Because that's really truly how we're going to get to the point where we can demonstrate and we have virtue, miraculous power that brings salvation, saving grace to people, demonstrating the kingdom. Because really truly what we're saying is, and what you've heard many times, is that you have to have, Christ has to see his reflection of himself in you. Because that's that virtue, that's that miraculous power. It is his nature. I want you to think about that, and I want you to have a hosanna. I want you to know that it can come through you to the people around you. Lord, bless you. Keep you, make you prosperous, and let that inherent miraculous power reside within you, being an example of our Christ and our Heavenly Father.